"Saddle a pony for me," he said. "I'll carry the mail on." You'd never make it, he was told. Snow's drifting now. If a man was fresh, he might get through, seeing the winds at his back going east. But you're a kid. You're played out now. You haven't got a chance.
"Get that pony ready,"
commanded William fiercely.
"I'm going to make it. The mail's got to go through."
Of that long, wearisome ride, William never afterwards had any very clear recollection. He knew only that he rode, trusting to the animal under him to keep to the trail, that he dozed in the saddle, waking up to change horses at the two remount stations and falling asleep again as soon as he was in the saddle. Then he felt his pony stopping, forced open his eyelids, and found they were at the ferry. He slept again as it bore him across the river, and was pounded into wakefulness on the other side. He realized that it was broad daylight and had been for hours. Slowly up the path to the settlement William rode. He fell off his horse in front of the office of Russell, Majors, and Waddle, pushed open the door, staggered inside, tossed his saddlebags at the feet of Mr. Majors, and said thickly, "The mail has come through, sir." Many hours later, he awoke to find that it was another day. Beside his bunk stood his employer. "William," he said, "the train from the east is due in 2 hours. Do you think you can be ready to carry the mail on the first relay west?" The boy struggled upright, full of amazement and joy. "What do you mean, sir?" he managed to ask. "This," said Mr. Majors. "If you still want to ride for the Pony Express, there's a job waiting for you."